Well, hello. This is Senior National Sales Director Cindy Fox, and I am so excited about our Caddy by Christmas call today. We're going to hear from a phenomenal lady, and her name is National Sales Director Yvonne Lemon. Yvonne joined Mary Kay in 1996. She debuted as a sales director in 2002. Just 3.5 years after becoming a sales director, she reached the prestigious position of National Sales Director in March of 2006. She has earned 6 Mary Kay Career Cars and is currently driving her 6th pink Cadillac, the 2011 NSD pink Cadillac Escalade. Her unit's highest retail month as a sales director was over $190,000 in 1 month. Wow. And her highest commission check with bonuses for 1 month has been over $35,000. In fact, Yvonne has earned close to $2 million in commissions from Mary Kay Cosmetics. Yvonne and her incredible national area have reached Gold Circle status for 4 consecutive years in Mary Kay. Yvonne has a degree from Texas A&M University. Prior to Mary Kay, she worked as a newspaper journalist, nonprofit fundraiser, and was the executive director of a large trade group in Houston, Texas. She is married to radio talk show host Randy Lemon. Randy is the author of 3 gardening books and the featured host of 7:40 a.m. The Garden Line Show. Yvonne and Randy have been married for 14 years, and they have 2 super smart, wonderful kids, Randall, 11, and Selena, 6. Thanks to Yvonne's income from Mary Kay, they attend a private Christian school in Tomball, Texas. Last year, Yvonne's national area did over $4 million in retail sales. Her area is named the TNT area, which stands for Today, Not Tomorrow. Since becoming a director in 2002, Yvonne has earned a 6-figure Mary Kay income every year. She owns 2 homes, a beach house on Calveston Island, and her primary residence, an 8,000-square-foot ranch-style home on 3 acres in Tomball, which I have seen her home. It is gorgeous. She and her husband enjoy scuba diving, snorkeling, cruises, riding their Harleys, exercising, and gardening. Well, he likes gardening. Yvonne likes laying out by the pool. Yvonne's personal unit has achieved retail sales in 1 year of $650,000, $1 million, and $1.35 million. Her unit was ranked number 1 in the Emerald Seminar and number 2 nationwide in 2004. In 2004, Yvonne was crowned queen of the Emerald Seminar, only her 2nd year as a sales director. And I want to make sure y'all got that. So her first full year as a sales director, her unit did $650,000. Her 2nd year as a sales director, they did $1 million. And her 3rd year, they did $1.35 million, and she debuted as a national. Are you getting this? So anyway, Yvonne has earned 4 diamond rings totaling over 15 carats. Her prizes from Mary Kay include over $50,000 in cash prizes and more. Mary Kay has sent Yvonne and her husband on all-expense-paid trips to Rome, Maui twice, San Francisco, Greece, and Crete, a cruise to the Baltic Sea, Austria, Australia, and a British Isles cruise, Milan, Italy, Greece, and this year, China. Yvonne was honored as the company's Miss Go Give recipient in June of 2005. She is proud to have 3 additional Miss Go Give recipients in her area, sales director Mel Sims and Yvonne's sister, sales director Jennifer Spriggs. Yvonne says she appreciates her Mary Kay business because it truly does allow women to have it all, faith, family, and career, and most of all, life-work balance. So please help me in welcoming our featured speaker today, National Sales Director Yvonne Lemon.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Cindy Fox. Welcome. Good morning to all of you soon-to-be Cadillac driving directors, and I know we have some Cadillac directors already on the line this morning, so welcome to this Monday Power Call. I want to first say thank you to Cindy Fox for putting this lineup together. When I saw the lineup of these calls at Caddy Till Christmas, I was like, holy smokes, this is fabulous, and what an honor to be a part of this this group. So I appreciate you, Cindy, putting this together and inviting everyone to join you as we all earn our Cadillacs by Christmas. I have to, just to make a little side note here on my accolades, I have 3 Go Give recipients, including myself, and one of them is Caroline Osmond, who I need to correct that on my accolades, but she's also one of my Cadillac directors, and she's a Go Give recipient, and I want to share some of her tips for Cadillac in just a few minutes. But Welcome to the phone call. Oh, my gosh. I know you all are excited about earning your Cadillac. I know that it is, you're probably running around with your hair on fire and your house on fire. I want to share with you just real quickly my journey to Cadillac, and it was fast and furious, as you heard Cindy read my accolades. But I came out of DIQ on target for a Cadillac. And my DIQ months were both, I was a DIQ for 2 months, April and May in 2002, and both my DIQ months were over 20,000 wholesale. So wouldn't you want to have a DIQ like me in your unit? When I came out of DIQ, I had the red Pontiac Grand Am, if you remember that, but it quickly faded into a pink Cadillac, and I earned that by the end of September. So I want to talk a little bit about that, you know, but also give you some other ideas on earning that first Cadillac, because I've got 5 Cadillac directors in my national area, and I've watched them all do Cadillac different ways, okay? So let me talk about my DIQ. 20,000 wholesale each one of those months. I'm a big, big, big skincare class person. When I was at DIQ, I recruited all my people from skincare classes. Didn't really start warm chattering until after I had built my confidence up a little bit more. That was something that was not very comfortable to me. But booking from a booking and recruiting from my skincare classes, I did that very, very well. And so I was able to recruit from my classes women very much like myself. If you don't know my story, I left corporate America after my son was born, became a stay-at-home mom, found myself, you know, the poster child for postpartum depression, and started Mary Kay Business. So when I was at my skincare classes, I found that there was a lot of women that had left their corporate careers to become stay-at-home moms. And I was looking at the stay-at-home mom complexion at that time, and they were like some of the most educated women out there, and they were at home with their babies. So I made a beeline for them at every skincare class and made a point to recruit the sharpest, okay, and oftentimes the scariest woman at that skincare class, and built my unit with that type of target market. And so when you do that, when you pick those sharpest women at the skincare class and the ones that, you know, have the resumes and the degrees and things like that, they saw the value of a Mary Kay business. They saw the value of becoming a sales director, and they saw the value of a national sales director position. And many of them came in with star orders, star consultant orders. And, of course, that's why we had these great DIQ months and came out on target for a Cadillac. So, anyway, so that was my Cadillac qualification period. But what I want to say to everybody on the line this morning who's working on that Cadillac by Christmas is that qualification, maintenance of a Cadillac, and requalification of a Cadillac are all different things. So right now as you're working to earn that Cadillac, what you're doing is you're building another unit on top of the unit that you have right now, because it's going to take unit size, it's going to take unit growth, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And so it looks differently when you're qualifying for your first Cadillac than it will when you are maintaining a Cadillac and then when it comes time to requalify for a Cadillac. So just know that, because as you're running around with your hair on fire and your house on fire, and believe me, it's so worth it, the value of that car in your driveway, not just because it's a thing, but because what it represents to you personally and the confidence that you're going to grow into as you're earning this car. But they're all different things, because the unit that got you to your first car, the unit that got you to your second car is different, and the unit that's going to get you to a pink Cadillac is going to look differently. Now, does that mean you have to lose all your unit members? No. For many of you, I don't know. Maybe you're in a growing stage right now. Or what Cindy talked about this morning, if you were first on the call, about just harvesting and harvesting and harvesting. But I want you to know that when you look back after you've earned that Cadillac, the complexion of your unit will look differently. The size will look differently. The size has to grow. And that's why maintenance and requalification are a whole different animal. Okay, but your first Cadillac, okay, is crazy. It's your first goal. You're building your self-confidence. You're building your skills. You know, you're languaging it. So you're tracking it for the first time ever. Oh, and I hope you're tracking. So I just wanted to put that out there to you and let you know that it is different in all different in different areas of the Cadillac. When I think about a pink Cadillac, I think of two words. One of them is perseverance. Cindy said that this morning when she was talking about the National Sales Director Sue Ugel's national debut, but perseverance. And the second one is resolve. You know, what is your resolve? What is your gut? What is your, you know, how tough are you? You know, your character always shines through in the moment of adversity. So when I think about that, I think about the perseverance that it takes to earn a Cadillac and the qualification period and the commitment, okay, and the vision and the emotion behind it. And then the resolve, because there's going to be setbacks. There's going to be chargebacks. There's going to be, you know, rejection. There's going to be no's. And being willing to put yourself out there to make your goal known, to be vulnerable to that goal and to really broadcast it. You know, I tell my directors earning their Cadillacs, I've got several that are earning their Cadillacs by December, and I said, you know, everyone needs to know that you're in qualification. Everyone needs to know that you're earning this Cadillac. So if you have not made that known, you've got to wake up and start making it known, because people will get on board just to help you earn that Cadillac. But I think sometimes there's a part of us that just wants to hold back and say, well, I don't want to tell anyone because what if I don't make it, you know, and I'm already in a car and it's a Mary Kay car, it's a Premier Club car, or it's the Grand Achiever car, and, you know, that's not that bad. And our mind starts talking us out of getting out of our comfort zone. But once we make the announcement, when we step forward and we say, I'm earning a Cadillac, and you share it with your national sales director and your mentor that you're earning a Cadillac, and your sister sales directors, you know, going to hold you accountable, and then you go to your customers, and you go to your family, and you go to everyone around you that you're on target for your Cadillac, you know, at some point, you have to earn a Cadillac. You cannot be on target forever. You have got to show up and do the work and make it happen, and it really puts you out there. And so have you put yourself out there? You know, does everyone know when you're in your circle that you are on target, that you are working towards this Cadillac, and every order counts, every sale counts, every word of belief counts, everything counts. So I hope you have that out there. Every promotion that you're doing revolves around that Cadillac. You know, at your unit meetings, on your newsletter, on your, you know, Facebook page, on your voicemail, everything, your email tagline is talking about Cadillac, because when you are sold out, okay, on this goal, people will step forward to help you achieve it, all right? Divine appointments will happen to help you earn that Cadillac. So I have to tell you a story before I get into my training this morning. I'm in the parking lot at the gym this morning at 7:15, and I'm in my big old pink Escalade, okay, and I'm these two ladies are talking about me. Like, I'm in my car, and I can see them talking about me. And I just smiled and waved. You know, I'm used to people looking at my car and talking about me. And then one of them walks over to my car, and she just stands outside the window. Now, if you've ever been in my Cadillac, my area knows I have limo tint on my windows, so you can't see in. And that was done kind of by accident. But anyway, so she's standing right outside my window, and I rolled it down. I don't have any makeup on, and neither does she. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that I found you because I need these things. And she starts rattling these things off. And I just giggle because I got her order, and I'll deliver it later this afternoon when I go back up to the school. But I just giggle because, you know what, if you weren't in a pink Cadillac, you would have missed a sale. But because I was in that pink Escalade, I got a sale, and ultimately I will book her for a skincare class or for a facial or for an interview because she was like, I've got to have my Mary Kay. And those were her words exactly. She goes, I've got to have my Mary Kay. Do you have this in stock? And I said, yes. And so so I will be meeting her later this afternoon. So we know the Cadillac brings us customers. We know it's a great sense of pride for our team members, the Cadillac dining, the Cadillac march across career conference stage, all of those tangible things that the Cadillac brings. But the most valuable thing that the Cadillac brings is the woman that you become in the process of earning that Cadillac. You know, I said at the beginning of this call, you're going to have a different unit when you look back at that Cadillac unit that you take across stage at career conference. It will look different, okay? There will be new players on your team. But you know who else is going to change? You know who else is going to be different? It's going to be you. because you're going to grow personally. You're going to grow more confident in your walk as Mary Kay Sales Director, as someone who's going to look out at women and say, you know what, whose lives can I change today? Who can I bless today? Who can I be a servant leader to today? And that's really what that Cadillac represents. You know, it represents the lives. It's just the number of lives and women and family that you've been willing to reach out and touch. So, all right, so let's talk about some systems and let's talk about activity on this Cadillac journey. There is a formula that we use in our national area, and that is 10 a week will get me in pink. 10 a week will get me into pink. And that's 10 face-to-face interviews every week, okay, without fail, for a total of about 40 interviews a month. 10 a week will get me in pink. Now, these interviews have to be solid interviews, solid face-to-face interviews where you have done the marketing. You shared solid in-your-face marketing with your prospects. So write that down. 10 a week will get me in pink. So I want to go through what that activity looks like on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and on a monthly basis, okay? And for those of you that need strategy, I'm very strategic. I know numbers don't lie. Numbers never let me down. And I like to track things. And I want to encourage all of you to track, okay? Track your Cadillac thermometer. If you have one of those in your unit meeting, you should, where you're actually tracking your thermometer of what it's going to take to get to Cadillac and where your unit is right now so that they're looking at that on a weekly basis, all right? And that you're personally tracking your numbers, your personal recruiting, all of those things that will help you get to Cadillac. But here's my daily goal is 10 calls a day. And Cindy talked about this, Cindy Fox talked about this when she was here in Houston, and as she was training on 10 calls a day, it dawned on me, I was like, wow, that's what I used to do. I used to do 10 calls a day every single day. And so what do those calls look like? And I'm talking about real, real calls. Okay, ladies, I'm not talking about those little, hey, feel-good calls or reorder calls or, you know, I'm talking about real calls. You know, there is a little saying in the banking industry. I have a director who was in banking, and she used to say, you know, you eat the frog. And we're like, what does that mean? Eat the frog first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, you eat the frog. You do the thing that you don't want to do, and you do it first off in the morning to get it out of the way so you don't create this creative avoidance so that you're trying to do it later in the afternoon or in the evening when you don't feel like it. So 10 calls a day, eat the frog. And I used to have this little frog on my desk to remind me to eat the frog. Get those calls done before I do anything else. Do the stuff you don't want to do first, right? That's why I knock my workout out first thing in the morning. All right, so 10 calls a day, and I dare you, I double dog dare you to track this, okay? It is easier said than done. All right, so 10 calls a day. So 3 of those calls are going to be follow-up calls. And that means, and oh, I'm going to spend some time on this morning because follow-up is what builds your fortune and follow-up is what doubles your unit size. So follow-up, 3 of those are follow-up calls. That means you're going to follow up with people that were at the meeting yesterday or that you interviewed yesterday, you know, prospects that you need to close, okay? The next 3 are going to be new people. These are your new people that have come into your unit that need to get their inventories in, get their grand opening set up, their initial parties, whatever you're doing with your new people, keeping them close to your hip. And then the last 4 people are the key people or emerging leaders in your unit. These are the ones that are moving into red jacket. You know what? If you will focus on 10 new red jackets, 10, write that down, 10, there's such a magic number in the 10. That should be the name of my whole talk today, perfect 10. But 10 red jackets, and you're building these 10 red jackets, but you're going to call 4 new key people. Now, what does that look like? You're like, well, what am I going to say to these people? Or what if you don't have 4 key people? Guess what? Your 4 calls are going to be personal booking appointments. So, and that also needs to be in this, and that's in addition to your 10 calls every day or your 2 to 3 personal booking appointments that you're doing. But my language for my key people, you know, and it could be someone that has expressed to me they want to be in a red jacket, they want to earn a car, they want to be in DMAQ, they may not be there yet, but they're one of those people, they're one of those players that are on my whiteboard at the beginning of the month that I want to play with. So I will call them out and say, hey, Rosie, this is Yvonne. Tell me what you've got on your books this week. well, I don't have anything on my books yet. You know how they are. Okay, well, let's look and see who can we book and what can we book them into. We have this on Monday night, we have this on Wednesday night, and I have this on Saturday. So give me some names. Who can you book into these slots? Okay, so I want to keep her accountable on a weekly basis. People ask me, I was at a future national workshop this weekend for one of my good friends, Jeannie Tamborello, and people ask me, well, how often, the directors meeting, they were going, well, how often do you call your key people? I said, I keep them accountable. I call them several times a week because there are some people that don't need the accountability, and that's probably you. That's the directors online, but there's others that need to learn how to be accountable. And so I call them as often as necessary. So there's your 10 calls on a daily basis, in addition to your personal bookings, because as you know from the earlier calls, you need all of that personal recruiting credit for this Cadillac. On a weekly basis, this is what it looks like. 10 interviews a week will get me into pink. What do those interviews look like? I prefer face-to-face. I'm so much more powerful belly button to belly button, eyeball to eyeball, toenail to toenail, face to face, heart to heart. Okay? Now, do I have a pre-recorded marketing line? Yes. Have I done live marketing, you know, on a Wednesday night for an entire year? Absolutely. But what I find is on the phone, for me personally, yeah, I do close some of them on the phone. My closing ratio is a lot higher if you're in my space. But the phone has become these marketing calls and these live marketings, which you need to have in place, but they have become more of a layering. Sometimes they're more of a layering tool for me because people can't respond back or everybody's muted out or it's pre-recorded. So do I think you need to have that in place? Absolutely. It's a system. But also 10 interviews a week. So 10 interviews, 10 face-to-face interviews a week. What else are we supposed to be doing every day? I'm just talking, Yvonne Lemon, if she looks at her calendar and I don't have interviews booked for the week, I have an anxiety attack, okay? All right, I start getting a panic attack, like, okay, who am I interviewing? And I get really passionate about this because as directors, our whole job, our only focus is to be building our unit size and to be building our organizations and for growth. So, you know, if you were to track your interviews on a weekly basis, some of you would be like, I've got that, I'm doing it. Others you'd be like, I'm not doing enough. So 10 interviews a week, when I look at my schedule the night before, and I'm looking, I'm like, I don't have any interviews. I'm blowing up people's phones. I'm seeing if they'll have coffee with me. Most people know what they're going to do tomorrow rather than next week, so book them tight, okay? So 10 interviews a week. The other thing that you need to have on a weekly basis, for me, what works for me, what works for many of my directors, is 3 to 5, and Cindy's going to love this because she loves my little acronym, 3 to 5 GMEs a week. GMEs stand for guest marketing events. GMEs. I want to be in front of people, okay? I personally want to be in front of 25 people a week sharing the marketing minimum so that I have told 100 people a month the marketing, okay? And I'm talking in a guest setting. So that could be your guest, that could be your unit meeting, which is a guest event. That could be your Saturday brush clinics, your Saturday glamour clinics. It could be a focus group. It could be a skincare class. It could be somebody's grand opening. But I like to look at my schedule and make sure that in addition to my unit meeting, I have other events in place to be in front of people. All right? So I'm going to show you what worked for me. Mine was Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Okay, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. It was so easy for my family to remember that Yvonne works on Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So Monday night, I would do a focus group at a restaurant, which is just using one of the smear sheets and the new products that would come out. And we'd spend about 20 minutes on that, on new products, and then bam, we go straight into the marketing. Okay, and it's about an hour and 10 minutes. Wednesday night was my unit meeting, so that was my guest night at my training center. And then Saturday, I always worked on Saturdays on a brush clinic in the morning and usually one or two grand openings in the afternoon. So that would put me in front of 15 to 20 people on Saturday. So what did it do for my business? Well, let me just show you. My first year as a director, Cindy told you I did 650,000 wholesale. $650,000 retail my first year as a director, 650. and I was only doing my unit meeting, and when I felt like it, I would work on a Saturday. When I came back from the top director trip, I doubled what I had in place. I did my unit meeting. I put Monday, Wednesday, Saturday in place. We went from 140 unit members to over 360 unit members. We went from 650 retail to 1.35 million retail. So we doubled. One of my Cadillac director's themes for her first Cadillac was Operation Double. That was her theme, Operation Double. Are you willing to double what you're doing now, okay, so that you can have double the retail, which, by the way, we've got double credit this month. I'd be doubling everything that I'm doing in November to take advantage of the double credit. Are you willing to double your work load so that you can have double the retail and double the unit size? Okay, so 3 to 5 guest marketing events in a week. Are you working enough? Okay, and I'm not talking about working hard. I'm talking about working smart, because my family knew that I was working Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Saturdays. Those were my nights to work. Saturday was my day to work, and I did that always until I became a national sales director. Okay. The other thing that needs to happen on a weekly basis, so you've got your 10 interviews a week, you've got your 3 to 5 guest marketing events, you've got your Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and the last thing is follow-up. And before I talk about follow-up, let me go back to the guest marketing events. Because I know there are some women online going, well, I have these in place, but nobody's showing up. They're not supporting them, so I stopped doing them. All right, a couple things. I know y'all are sending me, like, questions like ESP, and I'm getting them. I'm hearing them, all right? So, okay, so first of all, you're going to bring your own guests to these things, okay? So you need to have your own people plugged in, your own prospects plugged in to these GMEs. The other thing, you have to give your events time to work. See, a lot of times we go and do something, we do it one time, nobody shows up, we're like, well, I'm never doing that again because nobody showed up. You've got to give events time to work. It took me 18 months to really wrap up my national area, to get it going and to wrap it up. It's about an 18-month process, okay? I was at this particular restaurant. It's called La Madeleine. It's a French bistro-type restaurant. For 18 months, I was there every Monday night, every Monday night. Sometimes there was one guest, sometimes there were two, sometimes there were six, sometimes there were 15, but I was there every Monday night for 18 months, and I had to give it time to work, and I had to just be grateful when that one person showed up that maybe a DIQ brought, and she signed, and she changed, you know, one person can totally change the whole complexion of your unit. One person can change the whole complexion of your paycheck and what kind of car you're driving. So don't ever underestimate that one guest that shows up. Oh, if I have one guest there, I'm not disappointed. I'm like, so she's going to get my molecules all over her. There's no way this woman's going to tell me no. And that really has to be your attitude, is there's no way someone's going to tell me no. You know, you're expecting a yes. And so you have to give these things time to work. The other thing that helps get butts in seats, BIS is butts in seats, is that with my key people, my emerging leaders that I'm pulling up, I am totally accountable to them. On Sunday, I will be calling them saying, who are you bringing on Monday to the focus group? I don't know. Well, let's go through your list of customers. I have not met her, have not met her, have not have met. I want you to call her. So I kind of push them along gently, okay, making sure that they're bringing guests to me, all right, rather than just leaving it up to them. Every promotion in Mary Kay is intentional, right? Senior director, future exec, executive, on to national. Every promotion is intentional, and so is every car that you earn. All right, so follow up on a weekly basis. And follow up, my preference is that you follow up with your prospects within 24 hours. After they've heard the marketing, if they haven't signed, after you've gotten one of those tell us what you think or opinion forms that you sign up within, that you follow up within 24 hours. But sometimes there's a lot of phone tag and text tag going on with that. So Fridays became my follow-up Fridays. And from 9 to 11, I would be in my office following up with everyone that I had met that week, and I would close them. Now, your thoughts become your words become your actions become your destiny, right? So my thought process, when I would go into my office on Fridays and do my follow-up, and I still do my follow-up on Fridays today, is it was closing Friday. It was signing day, okay, signing day. You know how when the high school athletes sign to go to whatever college of choice they pick, it's called signing day? Friday was my signing day, all right? And I would start my calls, and I call people during working hours because I do believe people take calls during working hours, and that's when I like to work, when my kids are at school. So, and I'm fresher in the morning. My biorhythm's always better right at 9 o'clock than it is at 9 in the evening. So at 9 in the morning is much better. So I get, and I start doing my signing day. See, the woman that you're going to become and earning this Cadillac, you have to have a transformation. You have to change, okay? You have got to start talking to yourself like you're a winner, like you're a closer, like, you know, everybody wants to join with you. You've got to be the Cadillac director before you are the Cadillac director. You've got to think like Cadillac directors, walk like Cadillac directors, dress like them, think big like them. You've got to start this now. It's a total transformation. When I watch a director transform from a grand achiever to Premier Club to a Cadillac director, you can see the visual transformation and you can see the inner transformation. She is evolved. She is changing. Her thoughts are more powerful. Her voice is more powerful. She takes the time to do her affirmation. She takes the time to do her gratitude journal. She takes the time to take every thought captive, making sure that it is positive and that it's helping her achieve her vision and her goal that she has for her unit, for herself, for her family. So when I would go into my follow-up Fridays, man, you cannot touch me. I'm like, I am going to take the time to answer all your objections to close you, because you've got to get committed to the follow-up so that you get the unit size, and the unit size builds the production and the growth. And remember that one person can change the whole complexion of your unit, all right? Now, do I think the follow-up needs to happen more quickly than that? Yes, it needs to happen within 24 hours, all right? But sometimes you just don't get a hold of everybody. So Friday with my dad, I was like, I got to knock this out, and then I can go have fun and play on Friday night, you know. But I would let it bug me and keep me up at night if it hadn't been done, all right? On a monthly basis, what are we looking at on a monthly basis? Well, we're looking at pulling up people and putting them on target for their cars. You know, if you worked with 3 to 5 people every month to put them on target for their car, imagine what the production would be. So let me give you an example of how that would work for me. If I needed a 40,000 wholesale month, okay, because my unit did 1 million two times, back to back, it's 42,000 wholesale. I would look at what my base does. So let's look at what you guys have going on. You know, Cadillac's 16,000 wholesale. Let's say your base is doing 5, okay? Your base is doing 5 consistently. You know what your base does. You've got to look at your numbers. You've got to know your numbers. Look at what your base has consistently done. Like, you know who's going to order every month. You know, you've got those solid people. They're going to finish out their stars and things like that. So that means you need another 11,000, right, every month to track the catalog. Or, you know, as you're finishing up November and December, you probably need bigger numbers than that. I know you might be in the 25s or 30 range. So look at what your base does, and then look at the rest and think, okay, if I need 10,000, 15,000, say I need 15,000 more this month, that's putting 3 people on target for their car. So who can I call today and say, hey, Cindy, how would you feel about you and me and you working heart to heart, eyeball to eyeball, toenail to toenail to get you on target for a car this November, this month? I'm going to help you. We're going to do it together. Okay, and she's like, well, yeah, I would love that. Great, because there's going to be a car in your driveway by Valentine's Day, because we're going to knock this out. So then you're working with someone else and their circle of influence. You're helping other people get what they get, which helps you get closer to your Cadillac. So that, I always looked at it that way. I'm like, wait, how many people can I get on target for their car? And then we're working together, and you get 1, 2, 3 people, that's 5,000 wholesale each, and that's 15,000. when you're in the field and you're working with your gals and helping them get what they want. So select those people on a monthly basis, all right? Personal medals. This has to happen on a monthly basis. Y'all should be all over that gold medal, gold medal, gold medal, gold medal, all the way to a pink Cadillac. Gold medal, gold medal. That personal credit that you want to cash in on as you're tracking your Cadillac, and also just directors recruit directors. The personal work that comes with that. And you've got them in your customer base. I know there are women on this line. Oops, somebody just sent me another ESP question. I've got this large customer base of 300, 400 people. Get in there and start recruiting some of those gals. They love the product. They love you. They want to help you get closer to your Cadillac. You're bringing me back full circle to what Cindy Fox said this morning when she was at National Sales Director Sue Ubel's national debut, that her daughter stepped up to become a director because she saw her mom's goal, even though she didn't want anything to do with Mary Kay before that, you know, in terms of leadership. She saw that and she's like, I think I could do this. I want to help you. People enlist in your dream. People enlist in your vision. They enlist in your goal. You have to believe that. And God puts people in your path and divine appointments on your path to help you achieve your goal when you're showing up and you're doing the work. Although the evidence may not always be there, as you heard Cindy say this morning, you have to keep the faith and you have to keep working and walking in that belief that you are a Cadillac director. You know, some things will never change when people say you're in Mary Kay if you have a pink Cadillac. That is never, ever going to change. It is the staple of our company. It is the biggest, you know, rolling trophy. It is the biggest advertisement. And I tell you, these cars that Mary Kay comes out with, they get nicer and nicer every year. You know, the Grand Am was great. The G6 was cool. The Malibu, the Cruze, you know, and now we've got the Mustang and the Equinox, and, you know, we're coming out with something else, I'm sure, in the Premier Club category that will just knock your socks off. But at the end of the day, at the end of the seminar year, it is all about that pink Cadillac and what it represents. And it represents who you have helped along your path. It represents you as you've made the transformation to a Cadillac director. The cash, the paycheck, the bonuses that come with the Cadillac. I know y'all heard this earlier, $1,000 bonus when you earn your first Cadillac. When you requalify for your Cadillac at $1,000, the company is paying you to move into this vehicle and to make more money, because Cadillac directors are going to make more money. It just goes with the territory, with the production. So let me wrap up with some suggestions that came from two of my Cadillac directors. I recently had a chance to be with them, and they shared some of these things, tips to earning a Cadillac, with the other directors that are finishing up their Cadillacs. Okay. Well, the first one comes from Executive Senior Sales Director Holly Neff, and she is a future national in my area. And she had this was her Cadillac plan. Her Cadillac plan was number of interviews, and she did this. 1 month she did 30 interviews, 50 interviews, and then 75 interviews. So 30, 50, and 75 was her action plan. And that was in the last 90 days of her Cadillac qualification, which was January, February, and March. Are you ready for this? In October, November, and December, she barely made production. In October, November, and December, she barely made production. She had lost her dear father, and she was, of course, distracted with some personal stuff, obviously, and rightly so. But she barely made production in the first quarter of Cadillac qualification. And I love it what she says. She always says, sucking honors no one. Sucking, yeah, you heard me right. She said, sucking honors no one. So she came back from after her dad's funeral in November and started getting, got serious about her Cadillac January 1, and her January was 19,000 wholesale, her February was 30,000 wholesale, and her March was 38,000 wholesale, and she earned her Cadillac in March. So she also says, numbers will not disappoint you. Who are you interviewing today? Who are you interviewing today? And Holly is always on a mission to rescue women from the corporate world. So what is your mission? You know, what is your mission? What is your movement? that you're creating in your unit so that you're not the only one rescuing women from the corporate world or from depression or from debt or from, you know, low self-esteem, but that your unit takes on the mission and they want to rescue women from their circumstances too. So what's your mission? Right? And, of course, she was the one that gave us the Operation Double was her theme. All right. And then some words of wisdom from senior sales director Caroline Osman. And both these ladies are my first line. I'm so grateful. Caroline's words are, every single order matters. Get everyone ordering. And I love that. Every single order matters. Every order, whatever size, because you want everyone to feel like they're playing a part in this Cadillac. You know, I believe you have, you know, a couple teams in your unit. You've got your wholesale team, you've got your recruiting team, and then you've got players that play on both teams, okay? And everyone needs to feel like they're winning. So you know how we talked about 10 red jackets? Maybe they're not going to be a red jacket, but they can be on the ordering team. And so we want everyone ordering. We want to chase down every order. Or someone says, I'm putting in a, you know, a 200 this month. You're going to like, okay, when? On this day. Okay, great. I'm going to call and follow up with you. Make sure that order goes in. You know, the follow-up, okay? Don't drop the ball on the follow-up. And making sure you're chasing every single order. Every order counts. The other thing that Caroline suggested is getting 100% of your unit ordering. You know, if you will just try to get 70 to 100% of your unit ordering every single month, you will see an increase in your production, all right? 50% is great, but 70% is even better, 75%. And you can see those numbers on InTouch, and you can also, I used to track them on DOM, and you can see how what the percentage is of your unit ordering, okay, with the different types of promotions that you're putting out there, the Cadillac promotions that you put on a monthly basis. And then the last thing that Caroline said that I just loved, okay, oh, I love this, use only 5 of the 6 months for qualification. Use only 5 of the 6 months. That means don't wait till the final hour, you know, when you're throwing a Hail Mary like they do in football, okay, to finish out your Cadillac. You know, you're going to finish it in 5 months instead of 6. You're going to finish early. Okay. Another thing that Caroline does that just came to mind that she does so well is that she pays people to finish their star early. So, you know, next month, the quarter ends on December 15th. Why not encourage them to finish their star in November this month? And that gives you a really great November. And give them some freebies. Give them some free product. We do a lot of freebies. We give away free product in our area to get people to finish their star early or to bring guests to events. And things like that, because it ultimately helps the director's production too. So those are some great ideas from two very fabulous Cadillac directors. And I want to close with just some thoughts. And it's from a John Maxwell book that I have read over and over and over again, that the binding on it is destroyed because I've opened this book so many times. And it talks about setting the course for significant growth. Setting the course for significant growth. And there's 6 things. Attitude is number 1, knowing that your attitude is 94% of your effectiveness. Number 2 is prioritize. Are you working on what you're supposed to be working on today to earn a Cadillac? Does your whiteboard, your goal, your daily whiteboard, your monthly whiteboard in your office say, what am I doing today to get to Cadillac? Is what I'm doing today to get me to Cadillac? If it's not getting you to Cadillac, put it in the system, prioritize it, delegate it. Don't do it, okay? Just don't even do it. Just work on those things that are helping you get closer to that vision of the pink Cadillac. And number 3 is vision. And I talked about that earlier. It's just painting that vision, casting that vision. Does everyone in your circle know about your vision? Doesn't mean everyone has to support it, okay? You know, it doesn't mean that. It just means, does everybody know? Remember, you're rocking the boat. When you rock the boat, it makes everyone feel uncomfortable, and that's okay. Number 4 is direction. You know, it says here, a vision isn't enough. It must be combined with venture. It is not enough to stare up the steps. We must step up the stairs to move from desire to action and plan your first steps and then get going. You know, Mary Kay Ash said, plan your work, then work your plan, right? So what is your direction today, this week, this month? You have a mentor in Mary Kay. You have a national sales director that's going to help you get there. We have the best corporate staff of any direct selling company. Career Car Services, absolutely fabulous. you know, we need to plug into those and then be accountable and ask for help and ask, hey, I just need help prioritizing. What should I be working on today? I'm struggling with this. Please help me. Pull me in another direction so I can get back to work. Number five is creativity. Creativity. You know, things are going to come to you when you are a woman on fire that you're like, I don't know where I got that idea from. I don't know where it came to me in the shower, you know, in the bathroom while I was driving, because you are sold out on your goal, and you're going to get inspired with the most ridiculous places. Things will inspire you. You know, you'll watch a movie, you'll get inspired. You'll hear a song, you'll get inspired. You'll be at church, your pastor will be saying something, and you'll get inspired. You know, be willing, be open to that creativity. And I always like to throw it back to my unit, too. I'd be like, what do you guys think this should look like? What should this promotion look like this month? What should, you know, our Cadillac tracking board look like? You know, how should we celebrate when we earn the Cadillac? I throw it back at them. But be open to the creativity. And number six is responsibility. And that's really having a commitment and a responsibility to finish. It takes dedication. It takes determination. It takes your best effort. It takes your all. It takes perseverance. It takes resolve. But you have a responsibility to finish. And with that being said, when you step out in front of that unit meeting and you tell that unit that you're earning a Cadillac, you go to your national, you say, I'm finishing up the Cadillac. I'm going to be a Cadillac director in this national area. You have a responsibility to finish it. So know that that's true. One of the true signs of a leader is the commitment that she has to her goal, to herself, to her unit, to her area, to the company, that I'm going to get this done. It is happening. I'm not just giving you lip service. I'm giving you all service to get this thing wrapped up so that I can be a Cadillac director. So that's what I have for you guys this morning. I know it's a lot, and you're going to take what you need to take from it and strategies and numbers, but I know your Cadillac is going to be your journey, and that's the coolest thing that has your signature on it, on how you earned it. And I can't wait to see how many Cadillac directors we're going to have in leadership when we're in New Orleans together. Thank you all for having me this morning.